Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of Miami star Alexia Echeverria, who talks all about Lisa and Lenny's shocking divorce, what married life has been like for her, and what we can expect on this upcoming season. So I'm so excited for this season. I've watched the first 3 episodes. It's great. And I love that it kicks off with your wedding ceremony to Todd. So what's it going to be like reliving that beautiful moment?
Well, it was beautiful to relive the moment because, as you all know, we got married in St. Barts, just him and I, which is exactly what we needed. So it was just as beautiful because we needed to do that as a couple after all the craziness and difficulties and sadness that we had had throughout those months. So the fact that a few months later, we can celebrate with our friends and family in Miami that, you know, didn't get to join us in St. Bart's was everything, you know, that's all we wanted. So that night is about him and I, just like I was oblivious to all the craziness going on the boat. Thank God it had different floors. Mm-hmm. I didn't get to see, you know, any of that. And I just, you know, wanted it to be about him and I.
Definitely. And what's married life been like? And how has his relationships changed with your son since you guys have gotten married?
You know, the relationship was always good. Mm. You know, Peter didn't live with us. So it's kind of like, you know, we had that relationship where we would go on trips and we would have dinners and stuff like that. But, you know, apparently there were things that were bothering both of them, you know, and sometimes you have to get uncomfortable and have a moment like that, you know, as a family. And that's what you guys got to see. But the truth is that there's so much love, you know, between them and respect and admiration that they were just able to pick up from there and just see that ugly moment in their lives and be upset about it. Because the truth is that it hurt them a lot and they saw how much it was hurting me and just kind of like move forward. And, you know, they're stronger, you know, they're like super good friends. They text each other. And, you know, they have their own relationship and I have, you know, nothing to do with it.
That's good.
No, I know I had a lot to do with it because, you know, again, you know, these are two people that I adore and that I love so much. And it was sad, you know, for me to be in the middle between both of them. So I'm happy that they figured it out and everything is good. So you'll see that this season, you know, you'll see, you know, me, you know, happy and, you know, my family, you're always going to see my family because my boys are a very big part of my life. Frankie lives with me. You know, Peter doesn't live with me, but it's like he lives with me. He's working at the beauty bar. So I have a very close relationship with both of them.
Definitely. And, you know, we see in the first few episodes, you and Peter having conversations about the girl that he was dating and, you know, everything that kind of happened with that. Is he still dating her? And have you accepted that?
What's kind of the status? After that lunch that I had with Peter, you know, I think it's something he always had inside of him that he wanted to tell me, but because he has so much respect for me and love, you know, he never told me. The fact that he always felt that I was very judgmental or I never supported, you know, his decisions about his friends or his girlfriends. So, you know, I listened to it and, you know, I said, you know, I couldn't be that person. You know, I didn't know I was doing it as far as being intimidating or not welcoming to them, but it's kind of like moms always know best. Mm-hmm. But my mom did the same thing to me. Yeah. So I know how difficult it was and how I didn't like it, because I was always like sad inside. I was like, okay, I know I'm with this person and my mom doesn't want me to be with them, but it's my life. And guess what? At the end, you pay for it. You know, it is your life and you do pay for it. Your parents kind of like want to save you, you know, from making, you know, those mistakes. So I'm grateful for my mom now. And I think about her all the time, because she would have wanted to save a lot of, you know, I don't call them mistakes. I call them lessons, you know, and say, you know, yeah, my life would have been different if I would have made this different decision, but this is what it is. And, you know, I've accepted it. And like before, I was ashamed of so many things and in my past, and now I'm not, you know, I am actually proud of them and say, you know, I'm the woman that I am today because of all these lessons that I've gone through. And that's what I try to teach Peter. And, you know, he's matured so much this last year. He turned 30. He's like a different person. And I made him, and he made on his own that decision. It wasn't like he did it for mom. You know, if I would have told him, you know, you have to pick for the girl or me, you know, maybe he would have picked the girl and it would have like messed up my relationship with him. And the truth is, I can't go one day without talking to Peter. So I'm like, I'm not going to do that. Like, my mom did it to me. I was a whole year without talking to my mom with my first husband. And I was another whole year not talking to my mom with my second husband. And with Todd, no. With Todd, she loved Todd by, from the beginning. And also, I was older. It was like a different time in my life. And my mom was older, too. So my mom's like, okay, this time you got it. But the other times, you know, my mom, I was always that mom that would punish me if I made a decision that she didn't approve of or she didn't like. So I didn't want to do the same thing to my son, Peter. So luckily for me, he, you know, figured it out on his own. And, you know, they both figured it out on their own and they're no longer together. And I'm very happy about that.
Good, good. I'm glad. Yeah, no, that's the smart thing to do. Let them kind of figure it out on their own. Definitely. You know, obviously there's going to be a lot of drama with the ladies this season. I was talking to Adriana and she kind of teased that, you know, there's this big fight that goes down at the end of the season, possibly between the two of you. What can you kind of tease about that?
Well, I mean, you're going to have to watch. I think it's kind of like built up. You know, I feel like Adriana's the kind of friend or not friend that, you know, she likes to pick, like her story is always picking on one of us, you know, every season. You know, I had gone saved all these seasons because apparently she felt sorry for me, you know, all these years, you know, because I've gone through so much in my life. And, you know, she loves now. So finally, you know, season five, I'm happily married. I'm happy. I have a great guy. My family seems, you know, to be, you know, coming together and I'm happy. And she wants to take away my happiness. So like, I have to stop her. So like, I see this, she has this pattern of doing this to the girls. And I had never really like chimed in or given an opinion, or have kind of like always let her, you know, do it between her and whoever. Like last season it was Larsa, before it was Joanna, before it was Leah. Like she has a history, she has a pattern. And so now I find that she was, you know, I was her next victim. So, you know, I have to like stand up for myself. I have to defend myself.
It's going to be a good season. It really is. And obviously, you know, a big story point this season is Lenny and Lisa's split. I mean, did you see any red flags? I mean, obviously we saw some red flags last season, but did you see any red flags that he was actually, you know, being unfaithful?
Honestly, no. You know, everybody likes to say, oh yeah, I told you so. Oh yeah, because you had the parties and this and that. That does not necessarily mean that you're headed for divorce.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of people, you know, can live their life the way they do and have certain kind of marriages that may not work for you because you may be traditional, whatever you want to call it, but that doesn't mean it doesn't work for them. And yes, you know, sometimes the other thing is sometimes, you know, our guys, our husbands don't sign up to do these kind of shows. So they feel uncomfortable. So when, you know, so when we're filming, you know, maybe they're like, they had a bad day that day. And, you know, they're like came home from work, like Lenny works a lot. And then he had to like, you know, go have dinner with Lisa. So that's what you saw.
Yeah.
But, you know, apparently everything lined up to show that he was no longer in Lisa when he had a girlfriend and was, you know, being unfaithful to her. So it does make sense, but I know that everybody likes to say, I told you so. I mean, but you know, they had a good run. I mean, what can I tell you? You know, they had a good run and it's very unfortunate because I know that she was very much in love with Lenny. And, you know, she has two small children and it's always very tough on the family.
No, you know, what was so surprising to me when I watched back the first, you know, few episodes and like the end of episode 3, when he's talking to somebody off camera, what he thinks is off camera, about having an affair and how he's going to leave her. Like, that was shocking to me.
Stop. That was so shocking to me. You know, with Jen Christina, I didn't sleep that night. I'm like that. I take people's problems when I care and love you. I mean, I could have like a super argument with her about sharing a room, but that doesn't mean I'm not your friend and I have feelings for you and I'm going to be there for you and I'm going to help you. So, because, you know, sometimes she gets like that with me. She's like, oh, because you're so mean. No, I'm not mean. Like, just telling you, listen, you're being a brat because we're all sharing a room and you want to make it about you. We're not doing that right now. So I have like that sisterly, friendly, you know, relationship with her because my heart is only good for her and I want good for her and her family. Mm-hmm. So what were you saying about? Sorry, I got
Just how shocking that he was so open.
So when I saw that night, Todd's like, stop. Like, you take everything. I shouldn't have watched it at night. So I was having palpitations. I was like, I don't think Lenny was aware that he was mic'd. And even though the camera was not there because they were in the kitchen or another part of their home, just because the camera wasn't there doesn't mean that your audio is not working and they're going to use your words, especially when it's something like that. Like, you're literally plotting to leave your wife, mm-hmm. you know? So people are listening to this. I don't know who at that time, but people are listening to this. So I feel like he was waiting for many reasons for the show to be over, which would have been the smart thing, obviously, to be, you know, to stop filming. And then it was going to happen. But, you know, unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, you know, maybe it's a blessing in disguise that she found out sooner than later. And, you know, it all played out, you know, her real life played out on TV, because that's what was happening. Like, it literally was playing out on TV.
Right. Do you feel like it brought everybody closer together? Nicole said it kind of like brought everybody further apart because everybody had opinions on how she should handle things. How do you feel about that?
I mean, I don't think it brought people apart. I don't like to say that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's a very sensitive topic for women. Mm-hmm. And especially for women that have gone through divorces and similar situations, you know, we all felt like we wanted and had something to say to Lisa and give her advice. The ones that knew Lisa longer, like myself, like Marisol, maybe Adriana as well, you know, and we've all gone through divorces ourselves. We all thought that it's just like nature. It's your instinct to say, oh, you got to do this or that, or that happened to me. You just share things like that. I don't think it brought us apart. I think Nicole's referring to that because you'll see the season. There's still that thing with the newbies against the OGs, and because the OGs think that, you know, we've been here longer, so whatever we have to say is more important. So you're going to see that rivalry, mm-hmm. you know, between the girls. And I feel, thank you. Wow. I feel more that it's them against us, you know, the newbies against us, even though they want to say it's us against them. And so in that case, I don't think Lisa's divorce or what Lisa's going through brought us apart. Mm-hmm. I think it brought us together. I think we were all here for Lisa, and Lisa had to feel how concerned we were and the love and support we had for her. Yes, imagine, like I said, we're eight women. We walk out through stuff like this in our life. So we all had something to say. But I mean, that's it. I mean, honestly, I'm kind of surprised by that. Nicole would say that it brought us to, you see how everybody has a different
perspective. Yeah.
Different perspective. So I'm very positive. Mm-hmm. I'm an optimism. So I think that it brought us closer together. But at the same time, you know, now Nicole saying that it brought us apart. I don't see that. I honestly don't see that. Though we had a difference of opinion or different advice. Yeah, but that's what every group has. Everybody brings something different. You know, I mean, Gertie is married for 26 years. So, you know, Gertie maybe didn't have much to say, even though she thought she did. But, you know, so, I mean, you haven't gone through it yourself. Well, maybe, you know, your sister did or whatever. So everybody had something to say, but I still don't believe that it brought us apart. Mm. I think that sometimes all these things at the end, like, bring you together. You know, you'll go through that, you know, you go through a few hiccups, whatever, but then it does bring you together.
Definitely.
And you'll see that at the end.
Yeah. A couple fun rapid fire questions before we wrap up. Who would you say turns it on the most for the cameras?
Adriana. I really believe she's done that every season. She gets away with it. We let her get away with it.
Who has, besides yourself, who has the best wardrobe?
I like Lisa. Lisa and I, like, we wear a lot of like the same designers and stuff. Mm-hmm. She's, you know, has a different body, younger, whatever, but I can't, you know, I like her wardrobe.
Definitely. If you were to trade places with another housewife for a day, who would it be and why? Another Miami housewife.
Oh, a Miami. Yeah. Thank God that you probably Marisol.
I'm over here saying, who better dress, raising my hand.
But take no, you're too conservative for me. Like Marisol wants me to say that I would want her wardrobe. Are you kidding me? My boots don't fit in there. Like no, you're too conservative.
You don't want to be in a turtleneck 24/7?
No, I actually do love a turtleneck. But no, not the turtleneck. But anyways, who would I? Okay, I think Marisol, because you know what? I love her humor. I love her happiness, her wittiness. And then she's like oblivious to stuff. You know what I mean? I love that. You know, I would be her. She doesn't have any kids. I would have like peace in my life. Yeah. I love her a lot. So I would love to be her.
Thanks. And then finally, biggest housewives regret.
You know what? I never regret anything I've done or said. Honestly, that's just me. I like, look how long it's taking me to think of something I regret. I really don't. You know, I just look at everything and I said, you know what? Even not. Like, I don't regret it. Like, you know what? I did it. Fuck it. And you know what? I deal with it and I have fun with it.
Alexia, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and so excited for this season to play out. Can't wait to see what happens.
Yes.
Thank you.